This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Snow has closed the only highway that connects the tiny town of Silverton to the rest of the state. CPR's Nina Sieg says Highway 550 will stay closed until at least tomorrow.
For now, no one can come or go from the mountain community in southwestern Colorado, home to only a few hundred people. Lisa Schwantes with the Colorado Department of Transportation says CDOT's first goal is to reopen the highway southbound, allowing residents to travel to Durango.
So that those folks have the resources that they need, whether it's supplies, whether it's medical attention, that sort of thing.
But Schwantes has no idea when that will be possible, and says that reopening the highway northbound to Ouray will take even longer. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Pueblo has declared a temporary housing and shelter emergency during this current cold snap. It allows churches and other religious institutions to serve as temporary shelters for people without homes through Saturday morning. Additional shelters may be opened at city-run buildings if needed. The latest human trafficking data for Colorado show more than 130 cases were reported in 2020. Sister Roseanne Barman is a founder of a new home for survivors in Colorado Springs.
It's a global problem, it's a national problem, it's a regional problem.
Barman says the goal of the Baquita Mountain Home is to help women heal and rebuild. 9 degrees in Denver, wind chill is at -5. This is CPR News.